Hello, Bedside Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Hi, my name's Hilary Yardley. Look, yeah. I just wanted to, my husband needs upper eyelid surgery. They're drooping to the extent that he's getting dermatitis in the folds.
Oh, really? Yeah, do you have private insurance? I'm only asking because, it's so severe, it sort of has a Medicare item number. So, a lot of the costs are covered by your private insurance. So it makes it a lot less expensive than for people who are doing it purely for cosmetic reasons.
Look, I'm not so worried about that. The issue I've got, and I'm a bit disappointed he's in Europe at the moment and he's boomeranged me to try and sort this out. So
you're a good wife.
I am, aren't I?
Well, okay, it's obviously so here's flared the up issue. For him, is he over there with the hot weather?
This is the issue. We are moving we live in Bayside. We are moving to Port Macquarie. He has got a new role in Port Macquarie. So he should have sorted this out.
All right. Does he want it done as soon as he gets back? Is that what you...
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. So I run some dates by you? And this probably is not going
to
work for you.
Beforehand.
That's right. I know. That's what I said. So I'll give you some... So for consultation dates...
All right, hang on.
Somewhere from...
I'm just
sorry.
No, I sort of was going to work from home and then for some reason I couldn't turn the answering machine off from home, so I've just walked in. That's all right. these things happen to me all the time. That's good. All right, I'm in. Okay, I'm into the diary. All right, now first question is, where are you based in Melbourne? Whereabouts do you live? Because we've got three different offices, so we can see him.
So we're in Hampton.
You're in Hampton. All right, so, and when is he back from Europe?
So he is back on the 26th of September. So I've got, thinking, consultation between the 29th of September and the 3rd of October. A consultation, and then I'm thinking surgery between
easy.
The...
I can give him... We can see him on the 29th on Monday morning. The issue is going to be the surgery.
That's what I thought.
Because we're seeing him so late.
Block of dates for surgery is available between the 13th of October and the 24th of October.
Okay, no, I haven't got anything, and that's mainly because David's away. We could, if he was back, operate on him in September, but is he going away again?
No, but he doesn't get back until the 26th of September.
All right.
But if you could do something... Straight after a consultation, I'd book it in.
Yeah, we can, we could, but we'd probably, we don't like doing that because obviously we like people not to feel rushed into these sorts of things, but maybe we could...
But he's been putting it off, but we...
He'd also need a referral from his GP.
Yes, I know, and I'm happy to do that. I know. I read up about it. I understand.
I think with him that might be all right because it's not cosmetic. It's with the cosmetic things, like ARPA have got this rule now. We have to see them at least
Totally understand. I read about that. And when I spoke to him this morning, I said, you do realise there's going to be challenges because there's rules in place.
A bit different. So I'll tell you what we can do.
I'd love it if I could get it done before he goes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm just looking at all the hospitals we could do an upper left. So I can't do it on the 1st because that list is full.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 1st of October. I've got... some reason we've cancelled the next list and I'm not sure why. I'm just looking at different hospitals and scenarios.
Yeah.
So because it's a day procedure. procedure.
Yeah, which is good. I didn't realise that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's just a day procedure, and I'm just looking at all the different hospitals and where we could possibly do it for him. Okay, let's look at the 6th of October, because basically, yeah, we'd need to do it that week. So, okay, and I'll have to run it by David, because we don't normally do this, but there's a Linacre Private Hospital on the 6th of October.
Yep.
It's an afternoon list, and normally we'd do a big, you know, facelift or something, I think. But because David's going away, he won't do a great big case, because he'll probably just want to do small things. So that's a possibility. All right.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant.
And then I've got to ask David, is that a mistake? Because we have a usual list at Sir John Monash Private Hospital, and I've got here that it was cancelled, and I'm not sure why. There's no reason, so I'll follow that up. And then the other, well, we've got an all-day list at Peninsula Private Hospital on the 9th. So we don't normally do those little, you know, do the blefs, but we could if it was like there was no other option. So it would be during that week. It's the only week we could do it, because then, because Mr. Ross goes away on the 17th, really we'd have to do it super early. So I'm thinking Linacre on the 6th.
Yep, brilliant.
To give him a week recovery. And like your eyes do heal pretty quickly. It's just, yeah, David is going away on the 17th for, you know, a month.
Yeah.
So, that will be, you know, as long hopefully he'll just heal without any issues.
Yes.
So that's the only thing we could do there. But I will find out what the issue is here with that. The 8th and why it's cancelled in this, unless it was just a mistake from another list being cancelled, I'll follow that up. So anyway, why don't we make the appointment to come in at least, so we can go from there and just try and work it out.
So you were talking about the 29th of September.
Yeah, so that's the, so what date did you say he actually got back in? Was it the 26th?
On the 26th. So the 29th is fantastic.
All right, let's do the 29th at the Brighton Rooms.
Yeah.
At, say, 9 o'clock, is that okay?
Yep, brilliant, perfect.
All right. Okay, and we'll go from there, and I'll make some notes that he needs it done ASAP, because when do you go away then? When are you're going away, he's going away again, isn't he?
So, we have got, we've got, actually that's a good, we've got Grace removals coming in on that week. So we are doing a bit of to-ing and fro-ing.
Yeah.
So I'd need you to let me know pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I might have to rejig a couple of things if need be.
Because the thing with this sort of surgery is when he has it, the next 5 days at least, he really needs to be resting in a dark room, sitting up on pillows, doing nothing. Okay, really nothing. Not looking at screens, not reading, just resting his eyes and putting cold compressors on it. And then basically a week later we take the sutures out.
Yep.
And he's pretty much, you're right, from there. But that first week, I mean, we've had some people, I've rung them the next day, they're like, oh, I'm just back at work. I'm going, what? And then they've had problems, you know. So he really needs to rest. And as long as he can do that with everything else that's going on, that's fine. But
we can do that. We can do that. I can. We don't have to be in Port Macquarie until he officially starts on the 3rd of November. So we've leased a property.
Yes.
Sight unseen already.
Okay.
So we've actually got. If I know that you can book him in, then I can push out grace removals by a couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't have to have that date. I'd prefer to try and get this done because once he starts his new job, he's not going to get an opportunity to get it done again. And
there is a chance, and there is a chance that so on the first 2 days later, we have a list. It's quite full, but Mr. Ross has got the afternoon free that Wednesday afternoon. So if the hospital agree and the anaesthetist agrees to stay a bit later, we could put him on the end of the list on the first and add
which would be
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I know it's a big fast go around, I have to run it by David. I don't know whether he would say that was okay, but. I mean, it's a long bow, but it is a slight possibility too.
Yeah, right. No, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be really, really good.
Yeah.
And it's just the upper eyelid. Like, it's not like, and I want him to go and get it done with someone reputable.
Yeah.
I don't want him to come out looking like a possum in headlights. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's naturally got droopy eyes anyway, and he doesn't want to lose that completely. We need to see someone who knows what they're doing.
To be able to open his eyes.
That's right.
Getting all that stuff underneath. And that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
We do a lot of men and do the upper lids only. It's more, and upper lids, it's fine, and the recovery is a lot quicker. The lower lids is a much bigger thing because often they have to take them for, up to 4 weeks while they're healing, and that's, can be a real nuisance depending on, what has to be done to repair them. So, but uppers are pretty straightforward, okay? But, I mean, there can be complications, like with any sort of surgery, and sometimes, they might not heal evenly. And it's just the only thing that worries me is, like normally we would be seeing him not just once, but we'd be seeing him over the course of, 3 months in his post-op recovery. So he would probably need some follow-up where you're going to, just to make sure all the healing is going according to plan.
And there is, I have done research, there is a big plastic surgery clinic in Port Macquarie.
Yeah.
So he could go there for follow-up.
Because they all know each other.
Yes, I'm sure they do, actually.
And he could probably say, hey, do you mind? I mean, usually they like follow up someone else's surgery. But, their mates, they might do that.
Yes.
So do you know the name of the plastic surgeon up there, did you? Or you just
saw
the clinic up there?
Sorry, I just looked and there was it didn't mean anything to me because
that's all
I did was looked and I said, okay, there is a big plastic surgery clinic. I don't know if they – the thing that I don't know is that often with regional plastics, like surgeons sort of, it
they
may not be their main
often.
Fly in, fly out.
Yeah,
so it looked like quite an extensive group of surgeons there. But I don't know if they're actually on the ground. They're probably not
there,
even living in Port Macquarie.
No. Well, I know a lot of them do that sort of thing. But they all know. And the important thing is, even if it's not a plastic surgeon, that someone with medical experience is sort of just following up as he's healing, because it's really important how you look after the scars and things,
Absolutely. And like I said, I can move things around a bit once I know if you are able to fit him in. Would be how soon would you be able to get back to me?
Obviously it's Friday today, but early next week I could just sort of run it by. I mean, if it was sort of organised that we had a longer list that day already in advance with the anaesthetist and the hospital, it should be all right. Because I think maybe doing it on the first is best. But he would have to come. He would have to come with a referral from his GP
That's all right. I can get that. I can get that organised. I can absolutely get that. Yep, of course I could do that. That's really, that's easy for me to organise. Just because if you're not able to fit him in, then I'd need to start doing research, you know, at other places. And I'm assuming I'm going to have this issue with, because it's such short notice with a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And it's sort of compounded by the fact that, you know, Mr. Ross is going away as well. But look, let's get some details from you and I'll sort of book him in for that appointment and then I'll make some phone calls and check with the hospital whether that's all feasible for his list to go a bit longer that day because he's got a couple of things on it. And look, that sort of surgery takes about an hour to do. So it's... anyway, all right, let's go. So what's his first name?
John.
John, okay, that's easy. J-O-H-N, I assume.
Yes, and Yardley, Y-A-R-D-L-E-Y.
All right, John Yardley. And his date of birth?
2nd of March, 1969.
Fantastic. Now, should I put your phone number as a point of contact, your mobile?
Yes. Yes, please do.
0422-307.
Yep.
006.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, all right. Now let me, I'm going to, bear with me, I'm just going to get this in. And, okay, I'm just going to get a few more, get as many details as I can from you.
Yep.
So can I get your residential address as it is at the moment?
Yep, 30 Orlando Street, Hampton 3188.
What's he going to be doing in Port Macquarie? Is it something with mine?
No, CEO of a bank, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Exciting.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a change.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, the weather's better than Melbourne, so that's a big tick.
Yeah, God. After this winter, you probably can't wait to get there.
I know, right? I checked the bomb the other day and it was 29 degrees there while we were freezing our little, like, boobies off here. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take that. It is subtropical, so it does get a bit of rain. But it's just...
It's a very good
opportunity, and it just is like it's great before we retire. You know what I mean?
It's for a set term, like 5 years or something.
He's got a 5-year contract.
Well, I think that's exciting. And
yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's nice to do. You know, that's what life's about, isn't it? And now, can I get your first name? I'm going to put you down as the. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm Hillary.
Hillary.
H-I-L-A-R-Y.
Hillary. Lovely. Hillary. Okay, I've got that. Okay. You wouldn't know John's Medicare number and private health
stuff,
do you?
Yes. It'll be, we've all got the same card. So, Medicare is 3365.
Yes.
257-877. And he is number 3 on the card.
Number 3, gorgeous. And the health fund
is Medibank.
Can I just double check I've written that in right?
Yes.
I've got 3365.
Yep.
256877.
No. 25787.
Oh, 25787, not the 6, but I get 6. That's better now.
And then
like
7.
That.
Sorry, it's probably my Kiwi accent.
And the health fund you're with?
Is Medibank Private.
Okay.
And at membership number 2331 3565. Sorry, you go.
Sorry, 2311.
No, 2331.
Oh, 2331.
3565W for William.
As opposed to 2 U's. Okay, lovely. All right, so Medibank Private Limited. Fantastic. in. Save and I'll just do a check. Because what I can do too is give you an item number and you can do a fund check as well to make sure he's covered, which I'm sure he probably is. He probably got top cover.
We have actually.
You'll definitely be covered then.
Yeah, we've got hospitals. And
once I sort of book him in or pencil him in the hospital, they'll do a fund check too.
Yes.
And they let us know pretty quickly if there's any problem with any of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So,
no problem.
And that all verifies on my system too. Okay. So, Hilary, I'll get in contact with you. Perhaps if I just give you a call, is that all right?
Yes. Sorry, is your name, was it Kerry?
Terry with a T.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry. Thank
you. Yes, it's all right. So I'll just give you a call. I'll talk to David and say, oh, is this all right? I know it's sort of, you know, all rushed and he's very by the book and rule.
Yeah.
So, but I think because if he was doing it for cosmetic reasons, I'd say, oh, absolutely no way would we do it. But because it's sort of medically indicated,
yes,
it should be all right. And I'll just run it by him, and I'll run it by the hospital for the first, because it would be good too if we could follow him up for at least 2 weeks before David goes away as well. I think that would work much better. So with Sir John Monash Private Hospital, that's a little hospital in Clayton.
Is that Clayton?
The Monash Specialist Centre. It's on the intersection of Clayton Road and Dixon Street, and there's a private hospital on the first floor. So you sort of, it's a morning list, so he'd probably, he'd be there first thing. First Wednesday the 1st, yeah.
Oh, so that's not at Lineker?
No, Lineker's the following week, a week later. But I just... normally we do those procedures at Sir John Monash because they're day procedures, and we tend to do the bigger overnight things at Lineker. Like, so if someone comes along and wants a facelift, I can't have them on, the same, on that same list, because it would be too long. So I want to try and do him at, but I've sort of filled the list already on the 1st of October, but they might let me. I know David's free in the afternoon, so if the hospital haven't got the theatre booked, usually they have some free time. It's more the anaesthetist. I just need to contact them and say, David's list is going to go over that day, is that a problem? And if they know well in advance, they can say, oh, that's fine, I'll just start my next list late. So, we're giving them a fair bit of notice. And I'm just going to see who is our anaesthetist that day. John Berg, so he does a lot of work with us. So they should be pretty cool about it. So... I'll run it by David, I'll run it by the anaesthetist, and I'll let you know next week whether all that can work. All right?
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Terry.
That's all right,
I've got fingers crossed.
Juggle a million things. and men who want you.
Yes.
Just do this, it's fine. So.
I know why he didn't do it before he went away, because it's difficult to try and, sort this out, and
it's just the recovery. He really, it's, I can't stress how important it is that he does.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can allow for that. Yeah.
No problem with that at all.
All right. Okay, because we've had some patients come back and I know they haven't been icing their eyes and resting, and they're just, their faces are like so hot to touch. Don't do anything. And they heal all right in the end. It's just the recovery's a bit longer. So anyway, leave it with me and I will get back to you as soon as I can, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Terry.
Nice to chat to you, Hilary.
Nice to chat to you. Have a great day. Okay,
you too.
Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.